AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A president and a former president squaring off on a debate stage tonight in Atlanta. What are the issues most important to those who will be watching? ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Inflation, by far the biggest. 50% of voters say that's a big factor. Immigration next on the list. Then you've got political extremism and abortion, crime, and some other issues. And this is striking. Donald Trump is seen as better handling all of the top issues, both of the biggies, inflation and immigration. Trump, a 10-point edge in trust to handle inflation, immigration, a 12-point edge. It's only when you get a little lower down that priority list into political extremism and abortion rights that you just start to see a Biden advantage.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation of that door plug blowout that left a gaping hole in a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet back in January. Today could be the busiest travel day of the year from the TSA's point of view. Millions of people getting out of town on this, the start of the 4th of July holiday week. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WisPolitics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Lynn Carey is a retired nurse in Germantown who's had a double lung transplant, but she says she's listening to hear what the candidates say about reproductive care.
We have all heard the stories of what happens when there is not access to appropriate care. The results we're seeing, the impact of the Dobbs decision must be addressed.
Civic Media's debate coverage starts tomorrow night at 7:30 on many of these stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you feel like you're getting more mosquito bites this year, it's not just you. It's a banner year for the 55 species of mosquito we've got here in Wisconsin. Associate Certified Entomologist Brianna Nearland says we've got the perfect conditions for them with lots and lots of water. In fact, one genus of mosquito has been waiting years to come out and bite us.
The 80s is the one that sits in the old tires, the flower pots, the barrels, tree holes, stumps, and they can actually remain dormant. Their eggs can remain dormant for up to 5 years. They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
Plus, right now, her crews are seeing ants everywhere, and that's unusual for this time of year.
Ants are still just crazy. Raised water tables, it just pushes them up out of the ground.
Get excited. Nearland said next on the docket is yellow jacket season. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Draft. The Bucks picked A.J. Johnson, a 19-year-old guard from California who was offered to play at Texas but chose the Pro League in Australia.
No, I loved my time in Australia. Just playing with professionals at an early age and just picking their brains, you know, seeing what they do to be great professionals and stuff like that. I just felt like that was just really good for my development on and off the court. And I had great guys that I was with, so it made it so much, like, a lot more fun.
Bucks GM John Horst.
He's growing up playing against pros, which I think is great for him.
Round two of the draft is tonight. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after sweeping the Rangers with a 6-5 win in extra innings. Andrew Monasterio to left field to drive in the winning run in the 10th.
The team pulls for him. He understands his role. I mean, it's great for someone like that to pick everybody up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we get you ready for the presidential debate, Biden v. Trump. Everything you want to know right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We think he needs to really double down on the fact that his own peers found him guilty of multiple charges, and he follows, you know, he's got cases in multiple states and jurisdictions. Certainly that's in play. We should use that as an accountable feature of whether or not we choose somebody to be the next president of the United States. And I think Joe Biden has every right to paint that picture to America that he's not Donald Trump. And you know what? That's okay.
Former Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan. Oh, look, it's a true Stephanie Miller Show love letter.
I'll be the judge of that.
You sent it to me. Who is this from? I can't see who it's from. I was at my the proctologist's office having my prostate exam, and I said, are there any tumbleweeds in there? And my doctor laughed and said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? No, that would be a gynecologist. It's not in my...
Right.
It's in my lady...
It's not your boo-hiney?
No, it's in your lady part.
Thank you, Chris. That's a medical word. We'll see if this guy knows.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
He's not a Buhaini doctor.
He's a medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom. Not a lady doctor either.
And now he answers. Here he became
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
That guy.
Yeah. He's got cred.
Can't believe he comes down to our level every week. Hi, Dr. Doom. Hi.
Do not try to draw me into that last conversation.
No,
I don't have it.
No, please don't.
Chris went to a bad place, Stephanie.
Do you know any Buhaini doctors?
You know, it's really, the weather's great here today.
Okay, well, fantastic. Yeah, uh-huh. Good. Happy debate day.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Boy. Right.
What should we do for our blood pressure and indigestion, having to watch 90 minutes of this tonight? Yeah.
Long anticipated. We'll see what happens here tonight. But guess a lot is riding on it, Steph. You know, this is, I'm assuming this is going to be a turning point one way or the other.
Yeah.
And, hopefully in the way that we need. But we'll see.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday about just the gag orders and, you know, him getting someone killed. And, you know, you kind of forget, first of all, a lot of people, including Glenn Kirshner, said there could be a negligent homicide case for the number of COVID deaths, you know, and I think they've done studies on that and how many unnecessary deaths there were. Dr. Birx, his own doctor, said how many unnecessary deaths there were. So, by the way, on Q, you just tweeted about COVID. Yes, it's back, the summer 2024 wave. Oh, my God, it's like Trumpism, right? It's just because of Trumpism and its anti-vax idiocy. This is what it's going to be. You said, are more people infected? Yes, cases are on the rise in 39 states with a number of new SARS variants on the loose, COVID variants. Some experts think the new strains could actually be more immune evasive than older variations of the virus. I mean, you were saying it's not just the next pandemic, it's this one. That's still going to be ongoing.
This really has not ended. It's gotten milder for people that are not at risk, or at least milder than it was in the beginning, but we're still talking about a deadly potential impact on people who are older people whose immune systems aren't functioning, people who weren't vaccinated.
Who aren't vaccinated. Thank you. You keep saying this.
You know, we kind of ran out of breath talking about how critical the vaccines were for all those many, many months where people were dying unnecessarily. And we really do, and I agree with Glenn, that we have Donald Trump and his minions, and there's many of them, to thank for a lot of Americans not here with us now. And really, a lot of kids who have lost a parent, a lot of grieving, a lot of economic impact. What a disgrace. Just a disgrace.
I wonder if this will come up tonight, and I hope it does. You know, but it just... By the way, just because everybody asked me for tips after you're on, you said if you're not at high risk, wait until the fall when the updated vaccine is available, then get the newest booster.
I want it now.
I know. You know, it's interesting, though, even my real age, not the age I'm lying about, I'm too young to get them. I don't know what Trump says. It's like on every subject, the facts are against him.
Yeah. So the point of what I was saying is if you have not been recently boosted, get whatever's available, get boosted.
Yeah.
If you're not at risk, if you're younger and your immune system's fine and you've been vaccinated before, wait till the new update of the vaccine comes out in the fall. And that's fine. That's the way I would handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you going to be watching the debate? Do you have the fortitude?
Oh, you know, I started, my sedatives 2 days ago. Now, I'm a little kind of droopy, but you know what I mean. You got to be ready.
Yeah. It really is. It is like a national endurance test, a stamina test, that just how many years this has been, and just knowing he's going to do or say something outrageous, despicable,
Well, the question we had this morning was, are you allowed to start drinking vodka in the morning? Normally, people would sort of wait till dinner or so, I think. But, oh, boy. Anyway. Yeah.
We blame our schedule. And also Trump is still around. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the talking points we were saying is, he's going to bring up someone that was killed by an undocumented immigrant, you know, and try to make it Joe Biden's fault, of course. By the way, Steve Rattner, because all the right-wing callers have been calling all the shows to, you know, say, oh, how come you don't care about so-and-so who was killed by blah, blah, blah. Steve Rattner tweeted, in Texas, between, you know what, I just need to have you poised over the computer when Billy calls. Just get ready to Google whatever, because you don't ever have the numbers right in front of you for whatever he's going to lie about.
Right.
Just like poise, like a bobcat. In Texas, between 2013 and 2022, the homicide rate among illegal immigrants was 26% lower than that of native-born Americans. The homicide rate among legal immigrants was 61% lower than that of native-born Americans. I mean, I knew that in general, that commit crime at much lower rates, but also Trump's the one blocking block the border bill. I think that's the answer.
You're going to have to control these facts that you keep bringing up.
I apologize.
It's not fair to present facts to Trump and MAGA. It's just, first of all, it doesn't make any difference, clearly.
Yeah.
And second of all, they'll turn them against you. It's like a freaking waste of time, Stephanie.
Yeah.
They're immune to facts. That's the problem here.
So I thought this was interesting. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo discusses one of the deaths and how it's not Biden or McConnell's fault. She says it's Trump's fault. So then they ask her the question, she answers it, and then she's accused of politicizing it. Just take a look.
It hurts even more that they're being used as pawns in this fight over immigration that doesn't even exist, because Biden and McConnell agree. It's just that Trump won't let them move it forward.
All due respect, Judge, you said this issue shouldn't be politicized, but by pointing the finger at former President Trump and Republicans in Congress, aren't you politicizing it?
I think I answered the questions.
One more.
This is about Jocelyn. This is about her family. And if we want to,
Judge,
as I said, talk about immigration.
You didn't answer the question. Are you politicizing this by pointing the finger at Republicans and saying it's their fault, not the fault of the Biden administration, that lifted the Remain in Mexico policies?
Again, the Biden administration reached an agreement with Leader McConnell to address this, but this is not about immigration. I'm not going to feed into that.
On a Republican bill put forward by Senator Lankford, Republican. I mean, you know, and then so you answer the question, and then you're accused of politicizing it, right?
Yeah, it's pretty twisted. It's grotesque gaslighting. And, you know, for them to not understand or appreciate the fact that this came from a bipartisan Senate committee who proposed legislation to deal with it and have rejected because Donald Trump said, don't vote on it.
Yeah.
He didn't even mask it. He just said it. Don't vote on it.
Let me get your doctor fact-checking on this latest email from Donald Trump. He said, Sleepy Joe is relying on a cocktail of drugs to keep him upright and awake. He's relying on highly biased moderators like Fake Tapper to feed him softball questions, and he's relying on an army of so-called fact-checkers to spread lie after lie.
Yeah.
So now, not everyone, this is why we love E. Jean Carroll, because if everyone sued Trump that defamed them based on just complete, like they just stated like facts. That they know Joe Biden's on a cocktail of drugs when, you know, of course, we know that that's what's been, you know, told talked about with Trump and Dr. What's his name? Ronnie forever, right? Sorry, go ahead.
Ronnie Jackson. Yeah, well, you know, Nancy Mace said on the national entertainment show Fox News, I think yesterday, that they're going to load Biden up with vitamins. Vitamins? Really? So vitamins, I guess, make you unqualified to run for office. It is, and I responded, this is one of the dumbest statements or accusations ever made by somebody.
Yeah.
And look, this is, aren't we used to this?
Well, and you know, I love that, you know, Daniel Dale, the fact checker for CNN, just said he's going to fact check. And so immediately they start screaming on the other, because like, what do they say? Facts have a well-known liberal bias. And so, you know, he didn't say just Trump, but they know that he's the one that's going to lie nonstop. So Daniel Dale said, I'll be tweeting some fact checks during the debate. I'll also be on CNN post-debate, and our team will have a detailed running fact check on the CNN site and app. Well, it's like holding up garlic to a vampire, you know, the Trump crowd's like, no, facts, right? One of them literally tweeted, no one cares about fact checks. Trump advisor Stephen Miller said, CNN pledges to fact check Trump all night, i.e. smear and spin. For Biden. Well, he didn't say I'm just going to fact check Trump,
right.
But they know that, right, that he's the one that suffers if they do.
No. Gaslighting and more gaslighting. It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
And I can't believe we're at the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, said, I expect CNN's going to rig it as much as possible and make it favorable as they can for President Biden. I mean, they're just this pre-spin. I've never seen this. Someone else wrote, Johnson is providing the talking point we expect to hear from all corners of the GOP by Friday morning, much like the conspiracy theory that Biden was wearing a hidden earpiece in the 2020 debate. I mean, already, as you said, we've got, what did Jesse Waters say last night? The CIA is going to help Biden, Mountain Dew. I mean, it's clearly they're expecting Trump to get destroyed, right?
Yeah. And by the way, this is, you know, we're going to get this constantly from now until the election. And I guess we have to get used to it, but I think we do need some better arguments, really responding in kind to the stupidity and gaslighting that's coming from the Republicans and from the Trumpites. Yeah, this is going to be a hell of a ride from now until November. And look, strap yourself in, man.
I just read a terrifying piece to Malcolm Nance yesterday about, you know, Putin and the Kremlin and how all in they're going to be to try to get Donald Trump reinstalled for obvious reasons. You know, Ukraine chief among them, right?
Hell yeah. And, the interference from Russia and probably China, if not Iran, is going to be an onslaught, the likes of which we haven't seen even in the 2020 election.
Yeah.
So we've got to be ready.
I gave the pro tip yesterday. Don't vote for the guy America's enemies are rooting for.
Right.
Should be just a simple rule of thumb.
Doy.
Doy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And I see you wearing your Slava Ukraini bracelet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Love you, Doc. See you next week.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
There
you
go. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Dogs. You know what? The guy that owns the show, the creepy guy that owns the show, this right there.
He's right there.
You know why he's right there? Because he's creepy about Bonnie. Yeah, you heard me. He's super, she is very lovable, Mrs. Kisses is. But Ron is like, you know, just in that creepy voice. Like Donald Trump talks about Taylor Swift. He's like, Bonnie, okay, come in daddy's room. It's Ron, really, yeah, it's creepy.
Ron is lovable too, though.
Oh, he's so cuddly.
He's a scamp.
So cuddly. If you've ever cuddled with him, he just scritches ears. He likes it.
Yeah.
And Nature's Blend, I'm telling you, it's good enough to feed to your house guests. It is so good. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. I huff the bag. I open it and I put my face all the way in it. Oh, it's so good. And the kisses. That's why the kisses are so sweet, because you can smell it under Marty's underbreath. Ah, it's so good.
And the cod crispies make for some great Sunday toppings.
Whee! Oh, it's they love them, but also the sound of them eating them. That's why they're crispy, because they're cod skin. Oh, my cod, they're so good. I might have taken a little, just test. Okay, really Nature's good? Blend, the best dog food, the best kitty food, Nature's Feast.
Yep.
Dr. Marty, is it world renowned? I'm telling you, like you, Chris, dogs are carnivores. They need to eat what their ancestors ate in the wild, right?
Yep.
And you can't just, they're not going to find a wildebeest somewhere. So Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is the next best thing. It is pure protein, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables thrown in there, 54% off right now, and a free bag of cod crispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show, weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
Stephanie Miller.
We've replaced our Jody Hamilton crystals with the creepy guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance.
Yes.
Let's see if anyone notices. Pardon?
He hasn't succeeded yet.
No, he keeps trying. Chris just pointed out that you just spent a lot of money for hotel rooms in Chicago for the DNC.
I did.
And I said that's exactly what someone planning to kill me would do to throw people off the scent, yep. Right?
That's right, Stephanie.
Did you tamper with my GPS since I rode my bike up the 5 freeway? Was that you?
That's right, Stephanie.
Isn't he creepy? He's creepy.
You know,
hi, Ron.
He signs the check, so I'm not going to say he's creepy.
There you go. Wow, money talks, look, nobody walks. The dogs love me.
Yeah, I know. Bonnie, it's
they
like you're
know.
You're his her, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it certainly hits her Svengali.
Yeah.
He's, controls Bonnie. He's, yeah. Okay.
Oh. It's like synchronized swimming, but it's
and now you're getting white fur all over your black pants.
Oh, your beautiful
I,
business
you
suit.
Yeah. That's why I left my sports jacket upstairs. That's exactly why I left my sports jacket upstairs.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, you know what they're saying? Can we have some more Dr. Marty's?
Yes.
I know.
And Cod Krispies.
You know what they
yes.
say. Check
down. Thank you. And your new your new svelte and muscular body you owe to a Power Life High Impact Protein, don't you?
I do. And
also
aerobics,
Morning Kick?
And Morning Aerobics.
Uh-huh.
And Morning okay. Kick.
Aerobic kick.
Yeah. Morning Kick is a great sponsor.
Yes. Well, God bless them, too.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any words for America about the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour? And how it is rocking theater after theater across the U.S. of A?
You know, it really is. It is a joy to hear the crowd
it
when
is.
You come out on stage.
Well, you know what? It's 11 billion o'clock for me, Chris. It's literally how many hours after I normally go to bed?
11 billion hours.
But the crowds are, like, electrifying us.
Right.
Like, the you know, even me, because they're just, I don't know whether it's election year, Trump's felony convictions, but these crowds are crazy.
And
they're packed theaters. The crowds are going to, and it's just so because we're in our little padded room.
Right.
We don't get to hear people laugh or enjoy or whatever. And I'm so proud of these sexy liberals, John and Hal and Frangela. I keep saying it, smartest, funniest liberals in America. It's a fantastic show.
And when's the next show?
Oh well, thank you for asking,
it's
Ron.
Boston.
America thanks you. Boston.
It is Boston.
Then Atlanta.
Yeah.
Then New York.
Yes.
Then Chicago.
Oh, that's going to be a hot show.
I tell you what.
And we have some announcements about Chicago, but not yet.
Yes, we do.
Soon.
Get your tickets now, because as soon as these announcements come out, tickets are going to be gone.
Yeah, Chicago's
so
getting full
now.
Already. Yeah.
Chicago's pretty it's this has been fun on a lot of levels, and we've tried different things.
People are very disappointed when you show up instead of Chris, but, you know, on balance, Ron.
Bummer man, huh? Would you like to go to Raleigh?
I know people in North Carolina, sure.
If you want to go to Raleigh, let me tell you, I have two tickets that are waiting for me at the Hollywood Bowl. Wait, it gets better.
All right,
okay.
We're running out of time for your little stories, but okay.
Better.
Also, Portland, what do you call it? Raleigh, Phoenix, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and then D.C. for Joe Biden's inauguration.
Amen to that.
Oh. Don't, with my rumbly-tumbly. Are we watching the debate together?
No, I'm at a dinner in Beverly Hills.
He's dinner like at night.
People do that?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, okay. We got Noel Kassler coming up for the hour.
Excellent.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 17 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin so far this year. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the victims were not wearing seat belts or helmets. Many of them had been drinking, too. A lot of people are expected to take to the roads and trails on the long 4th of July weekend. All the storms Wisconsin's been getting means flooded basements and damaged roofs and siding. Bao Vang is with the Better Business Bureau. She says they're there to help you find reputable contractors.
We can help you look online, find reputable companies, those that have been doing great business with other customers.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The golf course at the Baraboo Country Club is still drying out after all that rain. The manager told WKOW the greens were so flooded he couldn't even recognize them. Thanks to yesterday's sun and more in the forecast today, the puddles are at least starting to disappear. And invasive species are a big threat to Wisconsin waterways. Just one example, Eurasian water milfoil. It can grow from the shore into the water and become so dense that it's tough to get in the water at all with your body or even with a boat. Invasive species specialist Mackenzie Manicky.
Just making sure that you're cleaning your gear when you're done outside is a really great way to prevent the spread. So drain your boat, remove any mud, burrs, seeds, even leaves from any of your gear.
At some lakes, the DNR and volunteers have done a great job of mitigating the species, according to the Cap Times. In others, it simply took over too fast and too thick. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
The best Wisconsin music ever.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Of a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If my majority colleagues were sincere about addressing and ending the humanitarian crisis at the border, they would not have rejected the opportunity to even debate one of the toughest bipartisan border bills in history simply to appease the desires of those who wish to keep chaos on the border for political gain.
Thank you, Representative Lauren Underwood, the youngest member of Congress. Yeah. Awesome, went on to say.
And when the President and Secretary Mayorkas requested additional resources to secure the border, my colleagues across the aisle ignored that too. Even after they demanded that we take care of our own border first before we consider providing any funding to Ukraine and our other allies.
Sue in Rockville, hello. How do you do?
I am good. I hope it's tomorrow. I can't wait for tomorrow. I want all this nonsense to just go away. But I think I have the perfect question. The first thing Biden should say that will totally undo Trump.
What's
okay,
that?
It is, did your probation officer approve of you being here tonight?
Yes, I said he should just thank his, when he thanks everyone at the top, just yeah. also yeah. throw in thanking Trump's probation officer for allowing him to be here.
That's just a little dig.
Just a little
only
one.
A little dig.
Just, yeah.
But it is it's essential gracious. For people to be reminded. This
yeah.
is a convicted felon. And this is just one of men. There are still 50-plus more charges against him. He is a clear and present danger to this country, and the Republican Party is a clear and present danger to democracy. There is no longer any difference. They took Sharia law and said, not strong enough.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. By the by, I've forgotten about this. Yes.
Jody there Hamilton. Are four rulings that came down today.
Okay. All right. Let me
unclench my sphincter. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the court granted a group of states' request to put the EPA's Good Neighbor Plan on hold. So basically, polluters can still pollute.
How good.
The second one was Harrington versus Purdue. The bankruptcy code does not authorize a multi-billion-dollar bankruptcy plan for Purdue, the maker of OxyContin. It would release members of the Sackler family. So that's a good ruling.
Yeah.
The third one was SEC versus Jerkezi. It ruled when the SEC seeks civil penalties against the defendant for securities fraud, the Seventh Amendment entitles the defendant to a jury trial, which is kind of an iffy ruling.
Okay.
Obviously,
yeah.
Glenn will be better at this. And then the last one that they just put down, that's Moyle versus the U.S., which will allow doctors in Idaho to continue providing abortions in emergency medical situations for now.
It's, well, as we said at the top of the show, it's they're reading the same polls and seeing the same electoral
yeah.
results that everyone is, and seeing Republicans taking a bloodbath. And I'm telling you, it's just delay.
Because they
think
be,
women are stupid
till
after the election.
More cases will be decided. Well,
yeah.
More rulings will be decided tomorrow, but it may not be the last day.
Hmm. Justice Jackson and her dissent in the Snyder case permitting gratuities to be paid to state officials
yeah.
for official action. She said officials who use their public positions for private gain threaten the integrity of our most
yeah.
important institutions. Bam! Was that shade? I believe that was shade.
She's good at
Thomason.
She's gotten really good at the shade in the dissents.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
I love that. Supreme Court justices, I guess, are like Hooters, you know, waitresses now. Like, tips are fine. Right. Thomas and Alito, of course, joined the other conservative judges in declaring that gratuities are not the same as bribes.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
The court decided the state and local bribery laws barring officials from corruptly accepting gifts or cash. Oh, my God. Again, the fact that Alito and Thomas didn't burst into flame, sign there is no God. Accepting gifts or cash do not govern gratuities given as a token of appreciation. Yes, Judge Jackson took a shot at the current Supreme Court ethics controversies by arguing Snyder's absurd and atextual reading of the statute is one only today's court could love. Bam! Bam! A couple people tweeted, so as long as I pay the bribe after I obtain the thing of value I'm seeking, that's okay. Another legal analyst said, so promises of bribes are fine. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's... How much is... Thomas taken $4 million in, I'm sorry, are they gratuities now?
Gratuities, yes.
Okay. In a majority decision, Judge Amy Coney Island slapped down the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in a decision Wednesday. Red State and conservatives said sued Biden's administration for coordinating with social media companies to tamp down, it was COVID misinformation
yeah.
that was killing people.
Yes.
According to the Supreme Court majority, the parties didn't have the standing to sue. It reverses the conservative Fifth Circuit, and Barrett said the Fifth Circuit was wrong to do so. I'm just telling you, a lot of people on social media think I am correct in my theory, and that is that Clarence Thomas is putting pubic hairs on her Coke cans, and that's why she's ruling with us sometimes.
A lot okay. of people on social media also think that you're a lesbian with dementia.
Yeah,
right,
well,
that's
you know, some people say. What did I say? How would I know? I have dementia.
Are you talking?
Okay. What?
When?
Robbie, with a good point, he says, is it just me or is everybody completely ignoring the fact that Michael Cohen admitted that the Trump campaign was actively rigging polls during the 2016 cycle? Does anyone think they just stopped? Of course the polls can't be trusted. I mean, that is an element.
Mm-hmm.
so that they can say it's rigged and there's no way that Trump could have lost and look at what the polls were and yada, yada, yada. Chris, who said about Taylor Swift? Yeah, I think she's beautiful, very beautiful. I find her very beautiful. I think she's liberal. She probably doesn't like Trump, but I hear she's very talented. But I think she's very beautiful, actually. Unusually beautiful.
Travis Kelce?
I think Taylor Swift and Jesus just vomited up blood.
I think Travis does say that.
That was funny, though. That was good. Oh, he's cute. Isn't he cute? Travis Kelce comes and supports her. Oh,
my God. That's adorable. The way he got on stage and danced.
Oh, my God.
That was so
cute.
Awesome.
He's adorable.
Another tweet. Trump is refusing to file financial election disclosures as required by law. Oh, that's so weird.
That's so weird.
Huh, that he would think rules don't apply to him. Why? Supposedly because it will reveal he's $500 million in debt and broke. It's all been lies. Yes.
Amen.
God. We'll talk to Noel Kassler. If we ever learn everything about Trump, oh, my God. I just wonder if Noel thinks it will all come out someday because holy crap.
Yep.
Karen in Chicago. Hello. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there are going to be documentaries. Hi. There are going to be documentaries for ages and ages about Donald Trump. You were talking, Steph, to Carl and played that clip of that Moms for Liberty.
Yep.
Yes.
Karen going off on the drag queens.
Yes.
I just want to say this, okay? You know I'm the mother of a trans child. The Trevor Project estimates that more than 1.8 million LGBTQ plus people ages 13 to 24 serious consider suicide each year in the U.S., and at least one attempt suicide every 45 seconds. 41% of LGBTQ young people seriously consider attempting suicide in the past year, so in 2023, including roughly half of transgender and non-binary youth. And I don't know if you touched on this when you were talking to Carl, because I picked up the phone, so I couldn't hear, but this Beth Bourne lady,
yes,
she was launched herself into this thing because she has a non-binary child, okay? So here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing. I am, and if I may, I am struggling right now personally because it came to my attention that somebody very close to me does not feel comfortable around my child. Part of the story is that they themselves are struggling with accepting their trans child.
Wow.
What I want to say for anybody that can hear this struggling with this, and I'm not going to cut this person out of my life. I am going to work on this person because they're better than this. But what I want to say to anybody listening that has a child who is non-binary or trans and they themselves are struggling with accepting, all you have to do, the first step, is accepting.
Right.
And then you work your way backwards.
Yep.
That's what you need to do. You don't question it. You don't have to make sense of it. The very first step that you take is just accepting, unconditionally loving your child.
Yep.
And then you go and you get the help that you need. But that's what I just want to say. Anyway, I love you guys.
I love you too, honey. You hang in there.
I love Carl Frisch. He is courageous, and everything that he does is so important.
Yep.
He has remained a delight for 11 billion years.
Yes.
Oh, let's hear some more of what is Drag Queen Karen?
Yeah.
Hawaii.
You know, if for no other reason, Chris, that her voice is so soothing.
It is.
This is
Yeah, this is completely degrading.
Let's put the Karen that way now.
Are you in the hotel? Are you dressed up? Are you a man? Are you a man pretending to be a woman?
I'm not pretending to be anything.
What do you think about my son, who might think that he can put on makeup and put on fancy clothing and high heels and have his penis cut off and take estrogen so he can grow fake boobs like those?
Oh,
yeah, this is so degrading.
Let's think for a minute what it must be like to be her son.
Oh, that poor child.
Why do they all have that God warrior tone in their voice? Can they teach right wing?
I'm a God warrior!
Can they teach right wing people to modulate?
They need you to hear what they think.
I feel like Laura Ingraham was invented to clear fog from harbors. It's just, okay, it's clear now. The boats can come in.
Yeah. think it's okay to put on a clown costume.
A clown
costume? And to do this to young children.
Doing what?
My room number is 32554 under Mike Brown.
That's the picture of there right now.
Oh, good, Mike Brown.
Not
your husband?
I want to talk to the police because I don't think this is right what's happening right here. I would like to talk to the police.
Okay, so she's the one who called the police?
Yeah.
And then they arrested her.
Yeah, so they did call the police. And
the guy at the end goes,
by the way,
she just wants a free room.
Oh, look, this one's farther down in my...
What happened?
Oh, you mentioned it, Chris, a while back on Threads, but... You know, it's just so weird when there is a child being endangered. It doesn't seem like there's a drag queen anywhere in sight.
No,
could you take your organ out for me? You know who is? Generally a megachurch pastor.
Yes.
You know this creepy guy? The pastor of the megachurch in Dallas. So you know it's,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Resigned after admitting inappropriate sexual behavior with a young lady. She's a child. She's 12.
She's not a lady. She's a child.
As the behavior is what he calls it, described. Would amount to sexual abuse. He's a spiritual advisor to Trump.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah. It was kissing and petting and not intercourse.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But it was wrong. Oh, that's nice. Okay. This behavior would be a crime, not just behavior. Happened on several occasions over the next few years. Since that time, I've walked in purity and accountability in this area. Oh, okay. Well, no harm, no foul, I guess. The church, at first the church was standing behind Morris, but then announced his resignation because people called it out. So, yeah, that's what Jesus would do. Say, is it a PR problem? Oh, okay. Well, then we probably should. And the church's board of elders said they previously understood Morris had an extramarital relationship with a young lady.
Child?
Yes.
Young lady? No. Child.
Child. Okay.
12 years old is a child.
Yeah, child. Okay. All right. Okay. And once again,
my God.
Searching far and wide, not a drag queen in sight.
Nope.
Okay. Is this after drag queen Karen? Must we play MAGAs? But okay, here's our beloved Jordan Klepper with a maggot. Here we go.
That was a kangaroo trial. Yes. This is absolute Stalinism.
So do you have faith in the Department of Justice?
No.
Now there's the Hunter Biden trial. Hunter Biden was found guilty.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
The evidence was overwhelming.
You take the evidence, you put it through the justice system, and he's found guilty, we should accept that.
Yes.
Wait a minute, hold on. But I thought the justice system was rigged. We shouldn't trust it.
It wasn't taking place in a community that voted...
But the judge was a Trump-appointed judge.
Was he?
Was he?
Yeah. What do you think of the whole Hunter Biden situation? Are you relieved? Hunter Biden is found guilty.
Yeah, but they're not going to do anything to... Why not? You can sit around, dump a pistol in the garbage, smoke crack. You get away with all that.
But it sounds like he was convicted.
Yeah.
So is that the justice system working?
I don't know. The justice system won't work until I put away.
Which are we talking about?
Trump. Trump, 100%.
When Trump is put away, the justice system
No,
working.
No, no,
no,
no, no, come on.
Sorry, I'm trying to keep
Christ,
trying.
Dude.
Which part of the justice system do we totally implicitly trust, and which one is a total sham? It's hard to keep them straight.
Okay. Do you think cognitive dissonance can make you explode like
I
in
think
hard,
so.
Mars Attacks?
Well,
or
yes.
A Spinal Tap drummer at some point?
Yeah. Yes, cognitive dissonance... It serves the same purpose as Slim Whitman in Mars Attacks.
Exactly.
Don't you just see, you think some newscaster will be like, another maggot has passed away of cognitive dissonance. Cause of death, cognitive dissonance. Time of death.
Brain exploded.
Scanners.
Mm-hmm. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Yum 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 Cook Unity. No cooking required. Those are like the biggest turn-on words for me ever.
Yeah.
Like, I got to watch the debate tonight. I don't time to cook.
Who does?
But guess what I got? These are chef, like fancy chef-curated meals. It is the Cook Unity, the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. Enter that code liberal before checkout. You get 50% off your first week. I read some of the, oh my God, I was drooling. I was literally drooling like a St. Bernard when I looked. Because it's like they have hundreds of dishes to choose from, literally. It is a hell on earth for a Libra. Oh, my God. So delicious. And they got options for what do you need. If you vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, they have everything. No cooking required. Chef-quality dining right at your home. It's a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your door. They arrive fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps those meals fresh in your fridge for up to 7 days. You can do 4 meals a week, 16 meals. What do you need? Go now. Do it. Chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. CookUnity.com/liberal. Enter that code liberal at checkout for 50% off your first week.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Noel Castler for the hour for debate day. How fantastic.
Yeah.
Because of the fantastic executive producing of Jody Hamilton.
Well, she's amazing. Why,
well, you know what? She has good genes. Timothy says, I just saw this on my Facebook. I'm your biggest fan in Chicago. I've been a regular listener of your show on WCPT for 11 billion years. Oh, wow. Tim, and this is from United Airlines, the very lovely Carol Burnett aboard a United DC-10 to Hawaii. That I don't know what year that was in.
That's an old picture.
It's a Facebook memory.
DC-10s don't, they don't make them anymore.
Was that in the era
the
of your...
Remember crash? It was a DC-10. No, that was an L-10-11.
Was that in the era of your unfortunate Getty Images pictures?
Probably.
Okay.
Looks you right keep here. Bringing that up. I
you're,
don't.
You're the one that called them unfortunate. I think she's always been beautiful. Okay, Lori, greetings from Colorado. Steph, we live in the Colorado district that Boebert just carpetbagged. I went from the highest of high at Sexy Liberal Show on Saturday, the best show ever, and I've been to 5 shows.
Wow.
That, you know what, we're having a hard time topping ourselves. Everybody's saying that. I mean, Boston, I would hurry, get your tickets.
Yes.
Atlanta, you're up next, then New York, and then Chicago, right?
Yep.
On and on. Portland, Durham, Phoenix, Kansas City, L.A., get it. To a super low today when the news was that she's expected to win in November. We have a very good candidate to run against her, Tricia Calaveras. But we have our work cut out for us. Glad you have our backs. Lori in Littleton, get it. Give her a hand out of office, please. You can do it in November. I know it's a long shot. Okay.
And a hand also, out, not a hand up.
That's right. Thank you, Chris. I don't know if this is related to the debate tonight, but I think so. A South Korean civil service robot has committed suicide. I think so does not to have to watch the debate. I think robots are killing themselves to not have to watch one more minute of Donald Trump. A civil service robot working for the council in South Korea was found unresponsive after apparently throwing itself down a flight of stairs, with them ruling it the first robot suicide.
Poor guy.
The robot is now defunct.
He's deceased. Poor guy. It was made in California.
I'm just saying, is it the end of times, Chris, when the robots are committing suicide?
I think so. Perhaps.
Well, I mean...
Perhaps. Poor
okay.
guy.
Randy in California. Hello, Randy.
Hi, I love you all.
I love you back.
I called about that, the MAGA Supreme Court overturned that $13,000 bribe off of that guy, overturned his conviction, and also that there's saying that in Idaho they could go ahead and airlift the ladies out. They've already airlifted 6 out, pregnant ladies, and that they can buy insurance to get that airlift coverage.
Oh, isn't that nice? And by the way, it's so, as we've been saying all morning, it is a delay. They are not.
Yeah, right.
God, and it literally, just that we're even at that point, Jody, where it's like to keep women alive.
Right.
Oh, we need permission now to just make sure women don't die. And that's not even, they're ruling it's a delay. It's absolutely political. It's, you know, they think women are stupid and we're going to think the Supreme Court is moderating so that, there's not as much of a bloodbath in November as there. Everybody is expecting Rovember and it is coming.
Yes, it is.
Roe rage is real and there's nothing you can do about it. You skeevy bastages on the Supreme Court. Noel Castler joins us for debate day on the Stephanie Miller Show next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the debate day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Winkler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.